This meeting is now being recorded.
Great. Then it's meeting number 32 of the ICANN Ombudsman subgroup of the workstream to the CCWG on ICANN accountability. We are the 16th of January 2018, and we will start this call. And to start, I would like, as it's the first meeting of the year, to hope that you have passed good end of the year and any feast you participate in, and to have a very nice 2018 year. We are gathered today, and we will have a few other meetings in the next weeks to talk about comments made on the public consultation of the ICANN Ombuds Office report. That's a report we have done. And I hope during this meeting to go through the current version of the comments. It seems that there are comments we may arrive later, like the board, but we will try to take that into account and to figure out how we can work on that. And the agenda today will be a roll call. I will show you where we are with the participation of all the members of this group, and we will go through the comments and review them and talk about next meetings. I didn't have to prepare a slide for next meeting, but for the other, I have tried to do the preparations, and we will go through. Let's go to next slide, and just to show that, sorry, then I will not touch the button, and somebody else will move. Let's go to the next slide, and it's just to follow the participation of the member of this group, and to show you that we have also, as you may know, changed the board liaison, as Hashim Rajani left ICANN board. Is now Sarah Dutch, who is in charge of this group, and I hope that she will come. And the other important point is one of our major participant, Avri Doria, also joins the board, and I am not sure that if she will still follow these groups. And the one who are today on the call are the one who participate the more on this group. Okay, let's go to next slide, and I have tried in the following slide to do together three information. The first one is a recommendation on the left-hand side. It's a recommendation made by the external review. And on the right-hand side, you have the recommendation of our group. I will try to add this information on the next iteration of this slide. And then I have add on the next slide the comments we received, if there are any comments regarding recommendation with a number. And at the end of the presentation, we have the global comments on a review, and we will try to go through that. What we have to decide is how we want to handle the writing of our comments, or our answer of the comments made by any groups or people. Maybe Bernard, you have some thought on that, and how it will be the easiest to do it, and who is will do this answer. As we get the document this morning, I didn't try to start any answer. But maybe, Bernard, you can tell us what is your thought about that, as the other group may face the same issue, or have already faced the same issue, and you have some knowledge on that. Thank you. Bernard, please.
Thank you, Sebastian. What seems to have worked in the other groups, we're not imposing anything here, but what we sent you yesterday in the gathering of the comments per block is that this is done in a spreadsheet, and usually we will work through the blocks, and the staff will note the answer of the subgroup for each comment, and then we go through it, and at the end we look at it and we produce, if you will, a global summary. So that seems to have worked well for the other groups, which is why we've produced it the way we have.
Okay. It sounds good for me. And the only thing I have done is split this Excel sheet to be able to have it on a PowerPoint and to read it. And if I go to the next slide, yes, you have the two comments we received on the recommendation one for the business constituency and one from the IP intellectual property constituency, and you have the answers that they have made. If we go a little bit further, we have recommendation two, and I have done the same for recommendation two, and my suggestion is that if we need to add answer to each comments of each recommendation, I can add one slide, or we can have it on another. But I can add one slide with what we want to answer. I will pick up that on what we will do here, and I guess somewhere it will be written what we want to answer. I suggest that we go quickly to those first ones, because yes, in additional point that on the spreadsheet you have two colors for us for the moment, green and orange, and I have taken the green as a title of each comment, and when it's orange it will be another color. And I guess this one it's to support what we have said. I don't know if we want to add something, but let's go through. Do you want me to read the comments made by each of the participants of the comment period, or it's okay if we can you can read it? Bernard, please.
Just a note, there are four colors. There is dark green, light green, orange, and red. So the dark green is an absolute support. A light green, there is either a few additional suggestions or minor points. The orange is not necessarily support. There are suggestions and other things. And the red is a show of non-support for the recommendation. Thank you.
Okay, good. That means that I have not, now I see that you have light, and okay, then I need to make some changes. But the first, in fact, then let's go and see if we want to comments on those comments, or start an answer. We'll be happy if you have, if someone wants to. Do you want me to read the comments, or it's okay, you have, as we received this morning, and maybe for some of you it was middle of the night or a bad time, it may be better if I read them. Just tell me what you want me to do. Well, now, I don't know if it's a new end, but if you want, go ahead.
Terribly sorry, old hand, If you want to, I can read through them so that we can start moving through these.
Well, I will do it. I will do it. And once again, in the first slide in each recommendation, on the left-hand side, what the reviewer have said and what we have said as a subgroup in the right. And for the recommendation one, business constituency agree, and IPC agrees that ICANN Ombuds Office should have a more strategic focus, but urge Workstream 2 to provide more detail on its finalized recommendation. A more strategic focus for the Ombuds Office should mean that in its enhanced role, it has comprehensive understanding of ICANN unique structure and its role in supporting ICANN goal and viability. From my take on that is that, in fact, as we talk about the recommendation, there is a rest of the report, both the report of the external reviewer, and I think what it's meant here, it's really what it was in the report, and I don't see any difficulty, but do we need to have that included in the recommendation? Not sure, but if you have comments, we'll be happy to get them. Bernard?
I will put my hand down now and keep forgetting to do that.
That's okay, sorry. Welcome, Alberto. Then we will go through all of them, and we will come back at the next call. Like that, it gives you 1 week to think about that. But of course, if you have some comments now, I will be happy to allow you to take them. And the recommendation two, it's to take care of to include procedures that allow different type of complaints to be taken into account. And the business constituencies say agree. Intellectual property constituency support recommendation two and agree that the Ombuds Office should have procedure in place to categorize complaints and how each category should be handled. Should set out which matters the Ombuds Office will not intervene in, and should provide illustrative examples that cover the most common controversies the Ombuds Office deal with. Once again, I think in the report, in the full report, there is an explanation of the matter that the Ombuds Office will not intervene in. In the current document of the Ombuds, it's also explained. And maybe what we can take on that is asking the Ombuds Office to set examples to help the people to understand what Ombuds it's taking care of and how it's try to deal with that without taking too much detail to be leave the confidentiality complete, but it could be a useful element to learn better about the Ombuds, even if I think that it's already done in some of the report of annual report of the Ombuds. Herb, do you have any thought on that or comments? If you wish. Okay, I saw some comments on the and you have a slow connection there. Okay, I saw some comments. Yeah, it's some, Cheryl writes that it's some continuation of what it's currently done. Then, and Herb says that it's not an issue for, with my office. And, okay, let's go to recommendation three. The soft relaunch, and I guess there are two comments, one with the business constituency fully agree, and the IPC supports the soft launch of the enhanced Ombuds Office across ICANN structure. The IPC commit to assist in educating its member when appropriate. We can thank them for their comments, and maybe what we can take on that is that it will be useful to have each group educating its member if we have and when it will be appropriate. Great. Recommendation four. I remind you that one of the main issue between our recommendation and the one of the external reviewer, what we try to have no bylaw changes, and it's written as a good practice, I will say. And here we talk about the number of days to answer requests from the ICANN Ombuds Office. And in the comment, we have two, the one with the business constituency we agree, and one with IPC, who, if I take was, it's more important, it's, we believe such a responsibility should be mutual. That means that if there are time to answer by to answer the question sent by the Ombuds Office, it must be also important to have a time for the Ombuds Office to answer to any question raised by a complainant. And and they thought that it must be done within 30 days. My comment here is that quite interesting, because they talk about mutual answer and I will say in balance, and they request less time, or they suggest less time for the Ombuds Office to answer. But it's something we can work on. Thank you, Cheryl, for your attention. Yes, it's when I cut and piece past, it was, I forgot about this one. I will make that for the next version. Thank you. Okay, recommendation five, and it's a little bit linked with comments of IPC with the timeline, but do we have any, we don't have any comments on seven. I don't think we have comments. I saw one comments on at large who say that if possible language must be taken into account for the other diversity at first, but it's the only comment on that. Recommendation eight, the advisory panel. Yes, Bernard, sorry.
I have in my spreadsheet 6 comments on recommendation 4. Did we go through all of those?
Oh, I see what's happened. No, and I know why. Okay. And my work on that was, and I am sorry, I saw that it was just one page, and I don't know why I missed the two other pages. Then I will go to the other recommendation about 4. So this one are supportive, and there are two other which says for the NCSG, the nature of the Ombuds Office decision is not binding, but such nature has to be clarified. In recommendation 4, suggests the committee has to respond to the Ombuds Office inquiries. We agree that the community and ICANN, the organization, must respond to reasonable Ombuds Office inquiries, but not to be obliged to comply with the decision of the Ombuds Office, as stated in the report. Moreover, the procedure for if a decision of the Ombuds Office is non-comply, why, now with, I don't understand this sentence, but the procedure for if a decision of the Ombudsman Office is not complied with should be clarified in the Ombuds Office procedures. Any comments on that one? I don't think we are just talking here about the length to the time to answer queries or a question, and there is nowhere written something that changed about the type of decision of the Ombuds and how people need to comply or not. It's not a binding decision, and it's not with this comment 4 that we change anything on that. Yeah, and as we are not changing the framework as such, it's also explained that in that document. Okay, let's go to the next comments and go to the INTA comments. While still about recommendation 4. While a mandatory response time is welcome and the process described above is positive, in interview, the response time should be significantly shortened. And they talk about 60 days with a possibility of 30 days extension for exceptional circumstances. Additionally, it is unclear for the recommendation what, if any, enforce mechanisms are available to the ICANN Ombuds Office. In fact, there is no discussion as to whether the IOO should have any enforcement power or mechanism. INTA recommends that the working group examine reasonable and appropriate mechanism of enforcement that may be delegated to the ICANN Ombuds Office. INTA recognize that today the Ombuds function are not independent from ICANN.org. Therefore, all enforcement must be limited to what ICANN.org may implement. If enforcement mechanisms are deemed to be beyond the scope of the ICANN office, ICANN Ombuds Office, then at a minimum, it may be useful to map how matter resolved by the IOO may be referred to appropriate bodies for enforcement as appropriate. Any comments on that? Okay, then my comments is that it seems that with this suggestion, it may change completely the role and the way an Ombuds is working, not just in ICANN, but generally speaking. Ombuds, it's not to decide, but to suggest way of solving issues. And I think if we follow the proposal here, we will be both in jeopardize of what it's an Ombuds Office and the other with what we can do and what the Ombuds Office can do. in ICANN. One of you have his phone or this microphone open and is typing. No problem, but just to be sure that you know. Okay, I will go to the next one. Here we were in the orange. And let's go to the last, no, to the red from the GNSO registry constituency or subgroup or stakeholder group, sorry. With respect to recommendation 5, requiring group to respond to a formal request or report from the ombuds within 90 days with the ability seeker. A 30-day extension from the ombudsman. The registry stakeholder group does not support the ombuds ability to issue such order as drafted. The registry is aware of the requirement under ICANN bylaws that the ombudsman have access to necessary information and records for ICANN staff and constituent body to enable and inform evaluation of complaints and to assist in dispute resolution where feasible. But while committed to ensure the ombuds has timely information, the registry stakeholder group retain discretion to allocate its resources, including demands on volunteer time, as it deemed best in balancing important call on its input. Ombudsman issue deadlines are inconsistent with that principle and would be unworkable. With respect to recommendation 4, requiring a substantive response to the ombuds, the registry notes for purposive of clarity that it retains the discretion to decide which information and record, if any, are necessary to respond to ombudsman requests. As such, the registry recommends striking recommendation number 4, as the current bylaw sufficiently require constituents body to cooperate without granting the ombudsman the unfettered ability to make unreasonable requests in what could be unreasonable time frames. Any comments on that? Okay, I think we need to sorry, Bernard, please.
I'll just fill in these two comments. We're talking about maximum of 120 days. That's 4 months. I don't think it's in any sense unreasonable in my mind, which is why we started down this anyways, to try and put some time around it. The second thing is, as we just discussed, there is nothing the ombudsman can do to enforce anything. So I don't know why the registry stakeholder group has really gotten their nose out of joint so much about it. But, I mean, to me, it would seem that this doesn't, I mean, it's not going to, as we said much earlier, this is not going to change the bylaws. There is no direct consequence to not meeting the requirements except the shame and blame thing. So I'm unsure about why there is such significant concern about this. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernard. Yeah, agree with that. And I see that Cheryl writes that cannot compile or enforce, and if the registry, that's my personal addition to that, if the registry constituency is not able to answer in 120 days, what about all the other volunteers in this community? And I will stop here. Okay, the last comments on the recommendation 4, it's the IPC and it's supportive. If we go to recommendation 5, let's go with the slide, recommendation 5. And we are talking about timelines. Recommendation 5, BC agrees, and IPC also. Let's go to recommendation 6. The question of mediation training, and BC agree. Now BC comments. It is expected that anyone that will be engaged to handle this responsibility should have proven mediation skill and training. So recommendation is agreed, and IPC support. I just want to stress here that it was not in the current request from an ICANN Ombuds office, and I think it's important that we made this recommendation to become part of the know-how of the next, or the current, or the next, or the one who will deal with the Ombuds function. Recommendation 7, and we have we have two. I will check if it's 2-3 recommendation on our comments on that. This recommendation, it's not clear. It is expected that an ombudsman is a person and not person, and as such the question of choice of whom a complaint can be addressed doesn't arise. However, it should be part of the job requirement to the ombudsman that he or she is not in any way biased, and this should be ascertained by review of past engagement of the potential ombudsman. From time to time, a part-time consultant could be retained by the Office of the Ombuds. Qualification, expertise, and experience should be the prevailing standard, not the gender of those employees in the office. Therefore, this recommendation may not be relevant. But the business constituency. Any comments on that? Bernard, if it's a new end, go ahead, please. Okay. I just want to start a discussion on that, and I think what we are talking, we as a group, we are talking on the ICANN Ombuds office. We are not talking about a person who must be both man and woman, sorry about that, or we are talking about the Ombuds office and the way the one hired to handle this office will organize its his responsibility. But I remind you that one of the reasons this proposal was pushed for is that in part of the job and the newly job of the Ombuds was a harassment policy, and we thought that it was very important that the person who talk with one in trouble get the right people in front of her or he, and it's why we saw that some balance, gender balance would be useful. Now we go to the next comments. It's the one of Alak. While we acknowledge and support gender diversity, we also suggest that language diversity be considered in staff resource configuration as to the extent practical. I think that our recommendation is open to other diversity. If you think that we need to order all the diversity, and specifically after gender to put language, why not? But I think that what is important is to give these comments to the one who will handle the Ombuds office and leave this office to organize themselves. And let's go to next page. Then the NCSG, Non-Commercial Stakeholder Group. We would also like to raise our concern about Recommendation 7, which currently read as, the CCWG plenary discussed this issue and agreed that Recommendation 7 removes the term subject to practicality. Yeah, and it was taking off, I guess. The subgroup rapporteur was suggested to change the language to the office of the ombudsman should be ideally configured so that it has gender and if possible other form of diversity within its staff resources. This suggestion was supported by the group. We do not see this change reflected in the final report, which we put to public comments. Oh, we miss something here? Okay. We will check and come back for the next meeting. And now let's go to what I would like to try to do. It's all the comments of specific recommendation, and at the next meeting we will deal with the global or recommendation for the whole report, if you agree. This one, it's about the panel, and we have two supportive, but part will be in the generic point of view. Let's go to 9. Okay, the fixed term and 9. Here we have two from the BC agree, but extensions to be subject to a community-based feedback mechanism to the advisory panel, convening Ombuds performance over the previous 5 years. And IPC, we encourage a community feedback mechanism that feed into the IOO as part of this process. Bernard, if I'm not, I guess we have comments. One of the comments about this global answer was something about this recommendation too. And we will go back. Let's take into account that community-based feedback will be useful at the end of the first term. And now let's go to recommendation 10. And what it's included in the annual business plan of the Ombuds. Recommendation, we have support and agree by BC and IPC. Now let's go to recommendation 11. That's here that we talk about how we can deal about non-compliant work. Then we have 1, 2, 3, 4 comments. And the ALAC say, we recognize that the item proposed will address important high-level policy expected to be observed by the Office of the Ombuds. Therefore, we do not believe restricting the Ombuds from certain activity and desocializing as suggested by certain members of the community is necessary detail to codify in such policy. We expect the Ombuds would understand their role and would observe is her duty accordingly. Community policy of the ombudsman should not be a solution to fix a performance issue. BC say fully agree and IPC support. However, we request further detail as to what non-complaints work the ombuds office would be involved within ICANN. Okay, and last one on this recommendation, it's from Registry Stakeholder Group. We, with respect to recommendation 11, we have a concern about clarity. The role of the ombuds is not to act as a neutral dispute resolution practitioner. No, is to act as a neutral dispute resolution practitioner. While the ombudsman may accept questions in addition to complaints, it should be made clear that the ombuds does not have free rein to formally engage in policy development unless and to the extent that the ombuds is formally asked to do so by a policy development process. The registry believes that any level of ombuds activity in a policy design process if and as so requested should be given as is without any implication of stamp of approval. Any comments on that? My first impression on this comments of from the registry stakeholder group is that it was written in different places that ombudsman will not be involved in policy development at all, but if I am wrong, then tell me. Okay, Bernard, please.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a strange comment, and we'll dig up the appropriate text referencing. But also the whole point of 11 is that the community can comment on it. So it's not recommending we do anything. It's recommending process for the community to consider the ombuds doing something else. So I think maybe this is just one of those where staff will go digging through the stuff and we can provide a fairly clear answer to that concern.
Okay, thank you. Bernard, may I give you the last one, it's agreed and I will not, I have already read it now. Bernard, we have 15 minutes to go. My suggestion is that we leave the last element, overall comments on the our report for the next session in 1 week. Like that, hopefully you will have some time to read them and start to think about that. And except that, Bernard, if you have any help to tell us how we go further after we will read those overall comments. next week, what else we have to do. I guess we have to wait for other comments, like the board ones, and maybe some late arrival. But except that, I am very keen to get your feedback and your suggestion for the next phase of our work. Thank you.
Thank you. So just to be clear, the overall objective here is to get a revised report in for ICANN 61 in early March, Puerto Rico. That's what we have to keep our eye on. And if we start slowing down a bit, we will have to consider adding more meetings to make sure we meet that deadline. And that deadline is really critical. I will just remind people why. Because we need to approve that in Puerto Rico so we can take, we can include the revised report in the integrated report of all the recommendations for all the subgroups and publish that for a public comment as was agreed. So that's the timing question. The board comments are written, approved, and didn't make it in yesterday because of the holiday in the U.S. I have been assured that they will be produced, they will be posted today, and we will integrate them into this document and any others. Given yesterday was a holiday, we usually give a 24-hour grace period. I believe that in this case, the co-chairs will support putting in a 48-hour grace period. So by the end of today, we will have all the comments that we have, and we will update this sheet. As your staff to help and support you on this, what I will do after this call is go through the transcript and update a fourth column on all the points of the points that have been made, or do some of the lookups as we asked today, and we will try and get that out later today or early tomorrow, so that you can have that for several days and start thinking about it. Finally, if in the meantime you go through this document and you have any thoughts, questions, or suggestions on how to reply, as we always work in these groups, please post them to the list. That is not a problem. I hope that this approach will be useful. We remain open to other suggestions if there are any. Thank you.
Thank you. Bernard. Klaus, please.
Thank you very much, Klaus Stone, for the record. Thank you for the meeting today. Also, we basically just went through the document. I thought it was quite useful for us to update it. And also, it was important for me in the last comments because I think we should tackle what I see, there are no substantial big discussion points which will require months and months of discussion and replies. For me, the only stumbling point at the moment is to have support, the board reply, but now hearing that it basically will be available tomorrow, would it not be possible basically to have all these things on one sheet and go through it and it should be in two meetings, it should be possible to get to that interim report. Just on a personal note, I will not be able to join you next week for health reasons. Thank you.
Klaus, thank you. Thank you very much, Sebastian speaking. And hope that your health trouble will be solved soon, because I think you are, it's now too long the time you get some trouble with that, but we support you. I wanted to say that we received from Bernard Express Excel sheet with all the information. It's just me who thought that it will be easier to have it split by recommendation on PowerPoint, but maybe it was a bad idea, then next time. And if staff can put the Excel sheet on the Adobe Connect now, like that everybody knows about these documents, will be great. The one sent by Bernard yesterday. And it's on this document that Bernard suggests that he will add another column with our answer to those comments, and we will work on that. One of the reasons I have tried to change it, it's because it's written in so little that it's very difficult to follow. But if you think that it's better to have just this document, it's okay with me, and I will stop updating the PowerPoint, and we will work on that document next week. Okay, but thank you for your comments. Bernard, you have raised your hand. Thank you.
Thank you. What we have done in the past is basically shrunk down the first two columns significantly since they are less critical, and we use most of the screen for the comment and the response, and that usually can provide enough size so that people can run through them. Also, given we distribute it ahead of time, all the time, people can follow on their own computers if they want. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, and agree with that. One of the reasons I have made PowerPoint was also to remind you what are we talking about, as it was some months now that we didn't talk about this our report. But next week we will work on this Excel sheet with the additional comments from board and other eventually, and with starting to answer. I would like to ask you specifically on the overall comments, if you have feedback on that, it will be great if we can start some discussion on the list, or at least you to be ready to give your inputs at the next call in 1 week. Bernard?
Sorry, hold on.
Okay. Just before we finished the call, next week we have each week a call, and next week it's at no, I don't remember if it's next week. Wait a second. Maybe you know, Bernard, what is the next call?
I'll post it in the chat, Monday, 22 January, 1900.
Okay, then it will be on Monday, and sorry for the change of the day, and it's at 1900, and I hope to welcome all of you, and thank you very much for participating to this meeting today. A nice restart of our group, and talk to you in a few days, and we will have update documents before that. Thank you, Bernard. Thank you, staff, and thank you for the participant. And thank you for the one
thank
who are
much.
Captioning or doing the transcript. Bye-bye. We can stop the recording. Bye-bye.
Bye.